Pioneer 90.1 FM, KSRQ, good afternoon. A special guest joins me in studio here in East Grand Forks at Northland College. It's the Chancellor of Minnesota State, Devinder Malhotra. Welcome to Pioneer Radio. You're touring the state with some very big news, including a visit to Northland College here in East Grand Forks. Earlier, you were up in Thief River, and we'll start off with why you're on your tour with this very big news.
Well, I am taking a 20 community tour within the span of 4 days to raise awareness about the need to ramp up our work and recruit and retain more students, particularly in career and technical programs, which are in high demand and which would lead our students to well-paying jobs and their success both in work and life.
There's a worker shortage, isn't there, in the state?
You got that. I mean, if you drive around, you will. I just came back from Thief River Falls, and I think as I got out of town, I had read 5 billboards, which were informing about hiring, and so it's all over the place. And that's where our priorities in enhancing success. And our priorities in educating our students for jobs of today and tomorrow are well aligned with those of Governor Walz's administration as well as the Minnesota State Legislature. In 2017, Minnesota State Legislature gave us $1 million for workforce development scholarships, and they were meant to provide scholarships to those students who would enroll in 4 what we called high demand areas where there was severe work shortages. These areas were IT, healthcare, agriculture, and manufacturing. And that was a very successful pilot. So much so that in this current legislative session we just concluded, for the upcoming biennium, they gave us $8 million more. So next year, we'll have $2 million, and we will offer close to 668 scholarships. And then the following year, we'll have another $6 million, and we'll offer close to 2,400 scholarships. In FY17, in fiscal year 17, with 1 million, we had offered 400 scholarships. So if you see, we're making substantial progress. And there's another reason also, and that is why enhancing access is important. As you know, that Minnesota is facing 2 major trends. One is changing demographics. We are becoming more diverse, not only just in ethnicity, but we are becoming more diverse in age. We are becoming more diverse in terms of rural-urban. We are becoming more diverse in socioeconomic status. Particularly, many of our rural communities are struggling. And as a result, I think that means that the workforce of tomorrow would be diverse.
Our listeners include the demographic of traditional students and non-traditional students.
Yes.
Are these scholarships available right now for potential students?
Yes. Yes. So I would say if any student is out there who's thinking of enrolling in any of the 4 programs I mentioned, and then this year legislature has added 2 more, early childhood and transportation. So feel free to either go on the website, minstate.edu, Or feel free to walk into Northland Community and Technical College and walk into their admissions office, and they can give you all the information. There are no complicated forms to be filled. It's just one form that you are enrolling in a program, and these are eligible not only to new students, but they're also eligible to students already enrolled, and they're eligible to students coming straight out of high school, and the students who have stopped out for whatever reason for a few years that are coming back, they are also open to career changers, displaced workers, individuals who want to upgrade their skills so that they can be more effective in the workplace. As long as you're enrolled in these high-demand areas, you're eligible for these scholarships. And next month, month and a half are critical, so please come in as soon as possible.
The money is there. Thank you, Chancellor.
Thank you.